Good evening, everyone. I'm broadcasting live. Broadcasting live, March 19th. I think everything's okay. Sorry, just reading through the comments. Tonight's quote is actually a series of quotes. Four verses from the Dhammapada. One of which we've actually studied in our Dhammapada verses. Napare sang vilomani, napare sang katakatang. Atanova avikeya katani akatani cha. Not to the faults of others, not the faults of others, not what they have done, not what others have done and not done. Atanova avikeya. One should look upon oneself. Look upon those of oneself, katani akatani cha, done, things done and not done. This is a theme that runs through Theravada Buddhism. It's our understanding that the Buddha actually taught us to look after ourselves. I mean, actually, on face value, this one says something a little bit different. It actually says, don't go around blaming other people. No. Looking at the faults of others, criticizing others. But you could expand that to think about concerning, worrying about others, trying to fix everyone else's problems. There's another Dhammapada verse, actually it might be one of these four. No. I think it's missing here. There's another one that's Atanameva Patamang Patirupe Univesaye. One should set oneself in what is right first. And only then should one teach others. As a wise one wouldn't defile themselves, which is really the best explanation of what's going on in some of these quotes, is that in order to help others, you really have to help yourself. And so there's this perception that it's selfish. Self-centered, selfish, to go off in your room and practice meditation, or to come to a meditation center and spend your time meditating. Apropos, just this morning, something happened that I didn't really expect to happen in Canada, though I suppose thinking about it, it's happened many years ago, but it hasn't happened in many years. Someone in a van just down the street here. I was walking down the street in a white van. As it was driving by, someone shouted out, "Get a job." couldn't really believe. It was a surprise. Someone told me I should get a job, which I think is apropos because there's a sense that spiritual practice is selfish, is lazy, you know. That shout, that experience this morning, actually there's much more I could say on that, but you know, not that relevant. Let's not go too far afield, but there is this sense, which is a shame. It shows a misunderstanding of what is truly a benefit and where one can be of most benefit, how one can best benefit the world. If everyone were to better themselves, then that's the first thing you can say. If everyone were to work on themselves, everyone in the world, then who would need to help anyone else? Second thing you could say is that someone who has worked on themselves is in a far better position to help others. If I just think about all the horrible things I did to other people before I knew anything about meditation, mean things I've done and unpleasantness I've created, suffering I've caused. And people who try to help do this as well. You know, you try to help and you just end up confusing the situation because you yourself are full of biases and delusions and opinions and views that are not really based on reality. Meditation is actually really the highest duty that we have. It's not a indulgence or laziness. Meditation is doing your duty. Just like you wouldn't walk into a crowded place if you haven't showered, if you haven't cleaned your body, if you haven't cleaned your clothes, washed your clothes. You wouldn't go walking into a public place because, well, there's a sense that you have a duty to be clean and not smell. It's unpleasant in this world. And the same goes on a far more important scale with our mind. Though we don't do our duty, we have a duty to clean our minds. And because we don't do this, we fight and we argue and we manipulate each other and we cling to each other. We're not ready to face the world. We're not equipped to live in peace and harmony. We're defiled. That's, if you want to put it in very harsh and sort of negative way, it's in a very real sense we are defiled, and until we clean ourselves, we shouldn't be allowed to go in public. We shouldn't try to interact with other people. This is why people become monks, go off in the forest, because they have a job to do, because they don't want to get a job, because they have a job. They're doing the most important job. This is why we appreciate and welcome people who want to come and meditate, because we feel they're doing the world a service. They're bettering the world just by learning about themselves. It's like how we say someone who keeps the five precepts actually is giving a great gift to the world. They're not really doing something for themselves. They're bestowing freedom. Freedom from danger that no being on earth, in the universe, has reason to fear this person. When they stop killing and stealing and cheating and lying, they free so many beings from fear. All beings, actually, you know. No being in the universe has reason to fear that person. So helping oneself is very important. When one looks at another's faults, and as always, let's try and find this quote as well. Dharmapada, Dhammapada. Yasa cetang samuchinang mula gacang. Is this the right one? No, that's not the right one. Ah, here we are. Paravanjanupassisa nichangu jhana sannino. Asavatasa vadhanti araso asavakya. When a person looks at the faults of others, nityang ujjana sannino, always perceiving fault, right? Oh, always full of envy? No. Nityang ujjana sannino. It's funny that envy is there. It's not envy. Ujjana sannyi is picking on others, really. Seeing faults in others. Paravanjanupassisa. For such a person, asavatasa vadhanti, such a person, the asavas, the taints, grow, increase. Araso asavakaya, they're far away from the ending of the defilements. And then we skip to 159. Atanam cetatha kaira yathanum manusasati yatanyam manusasati. If only you would do, right? If you would do, if oneself would do what one teaches others. Sudanto vata dhammeta Attahi kiradu dhammo. What does that mean? Ah, right. Sudanto vata dhammeta. Well trained oneself, one could then train, one should then train others. For it is difficult to train oneself. Atta hikira dudamu. The self is difficult to tame. It's easy to give advice to others, right? Actually teaching is a lot easier than actually practicing. So if people say thank you to me, I say, no, thank you. You're the one who's doing all the work. I'm just teaching you. I'm just leading you on the path. You are the one who has to do the work for yourself. Even the Buddha just pointed the way. And then the last one, which is, I think, probably the most This is the most inspiring.
Atana chodayatanang patimang seta atana so atagutto satima sukhang bhikkhu vihayissi. Chodayatang, that's not it.
oneself should guard oneself. And should examine oneself. When one is self-guarded and mindful, so atagutto satima sukang bhikkhu vihahisi. It's a good name for a monk. Atagutto, one who guards oneself. If you want a good Pali name, there's a good one. Self-guarded means to guard your senses. Guard the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. So the six doors, it's a good description of the meditation practice because all of our experiences come through these six doors. And if you get caught up with any one of them, well, it leads to bad habits, you know, to put it simply. Because it becomes habitual and it gets you caught up in it, gets you off track, gets you caught up in some kind of cycle of addiction or aversion or conceit or views or whatever. And leads to suffering, leads to stress. Because you don't see things clearly, you're biased. And your biases create embarrassment and create stress and create conflict, create disappointment and expectations. So tonight's verses are all about yourself, because that's where we focus. A river is only as pure as its source. All of our life and our interactions with the world around us, it's all dependent on our minds. If your state of mind is not pure, you can't expect to help others or be a good, have a good influence on others or have a good relationship with others. Work on yourself. It's the best thing you can do, and in fact, it's the only thing you need to do. Everything else comes naturally. Once your mind is pure, or the more your mind is pure, the better your relationship with others, your influence on others, your impact on the world. And that's why we meditate. That's why we work on ourselves. That's why we study ourselves. That's why we try to free ourselves from suffering. Since you can't help others if you're in pain and stressed about your own problems. But a person who's truly happy, they're a benefit to the world and to everyone they come in contact with. All right, so that's the quote for tonight. I'm going to post the hangout. If anyone has questions, you're welcome to click on the link and come ask. I'll hang around for a few minutes to see if anyone has questions. This is the second broadcast today. Today was Second Life Day, so I broadcasted in virtual reality. Only 20 people can listen to a Second Life talk. It's actually a limit placed on placed by the company. It's quite expensive. Second Life is quite expensive for people who have land, like the Buddha Center. Stephen, you're back, but you're still. Hello? Yep, I hear you. Do you have a question for me?
Maybe. Business. So.
Are you there? Hello?
Hi.
Guadalupe, you're here.
Yeah,
We just talked.
I don't have a question. I just want to say a comment if you think it's proper.
Okay. Sure.
Just because you say something that about how people feel about meditation, that they think sometimes that we are kind of wasting our time. I used to have a mental illness. I had depression and anxiety, severe depression and anxiety. And actually, I went through a paranoia state for 1.5 months. At that time, all my people, all my family freaked out and support me. But after the crisis passed, they think that it wasn't necessary to do more things about it. Even so, I didn't want to leave taking pills. All the time. So I decided to look to not to take pills anymore and start meditating more seriously. And I think that sometimes we don't should pay attention on what other people said about leaving our jobs and stop taking medicament if we feel that meditating is going to help us. We should just do that. That's all my comment.
Well, thank you. Hey, you're smoking? Who is this guy? I'm not convinced. Who, Stephen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Why are you here? I don't know who this guy is, but I think smoking on our broadcast is not allowed. Apologies. Should we have rules like that? Is that appropriate? Well, yes. I mean, that's not very respectful. You have to stop smoking if you want to join our broadcast. No smoking, no eating, and that kind of thing. Do you have a question, sir? The reason I stick around is in case people have questions. If nobody has questions, I'm going to end the broadcast. Thank
Yes.
you. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Good night.